It's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Anti-regime protests turned violent in Iran.
Video on social media recording gunshots and pools of blood on the ground in the vicinity of protests in the capital, Tehran. Iranian police are insisting they did not fire at protesters. The anger coming after Iran admitted shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane last week.
Fox's Simon Owen. About a dozen military pilots from Saudi Arabia are being expelled from the United States. A training program's under review after a shooting at a base in Pensacola, Florida last month.
According to reports, some were believed to have connections to extremist movements, and several were accused of possessing child porn. The gunman, 21-year-old Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was training at the Naval Air Station when he opened fire, killing three U.S. sailors.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Lava and ash from a volcano eruption in the Philippines forced thousands from their homes. There are plans to move out hundreds of thousands more if necessary. America's listening to Fox News.
I were in bed, but I gotta make some bread. Walk in my office door like every Monday before. But today I think I'll rest, fast asleep under my desk.
Well, it's good morning to sleep in. It's last I checked, it was coming down pretty hard here at the radio station, and the water was just crashing in. It looked like whitewater rapiding or whatever it's called.
So that ditch is about what, 3/4 full?
It's not quite full. It's the speed at which the water is rushing into the
used to be a lot worse before they redid that drainage.
Didn't it almost come up to the back door
once? I mean, it can't. Yeah, no, it came up high, very, very high.
So we'll get the bad news out of the way first and follow it with good news about a tortoise.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Montgomery Regional still reporting light rain right now. They had heavy rain during the last 2 hours and 6/500ths of an inch, which now brings the total since midnight to 1.13 out at the airport. Periods of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Spring-like warmth, more like April than January. High today, 74. Low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid to upper 70s. I'm not kidding. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Risk of a few leftover showers, maybe a thunderstorm Thursday. And then we may get a brief break late in the at the end of the week. Still in the 70s, Thursday and Friday. And then another batch of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Right now this morning, light rain falling at the airport at 63 at 7:05.
I don't know about you guys, but sometimes in the past when it's been raining hard and, you know, you don't quite, your tires start to spin on the water or you don't brake quite as crisply as you like, it means, gee, I wish I had thought to get new tires.
Yeah.
If you find yourself saying that, why don't you make time today to get to Don Duncan, get a real wholesale price.
That's a good idea.
Including installation. Whether you need two or four, they carry every major name brand, and right now they have overstocks on Goodyears and Kelly's, so you can save even more. Three locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook.
In the Millbrook.
It's like the Google.
That's right. Prattville is so close that you may as well call it your own. Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And, of course, they can handle all your other car service needs as well.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Well, I'm going to punt on the good news story.
Oh?
Why is that?
I closed that because you were unclosed.
Yeah, that's fine. Why is it not showing up on your screen?
Uh-oh.
Refresh that page, please.
Nice bass riff, though.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, log in.
There we go.
All right. We have James P.
Hi, James.
Because our good news story.
I was just listening to a theme song you were playing, and it made me think of a piece of trivia. Do you know who wrote the theme song, music for The Office?
Yeah, and
I forgot.
And this, I just learned this recently.
And I'll give you a hint. He was also with the group Spirit.
Randy.
No, Jay Ferguson.
Oh God, yeah.
Out on Thunder Island.
Yeah,
exactly.
He wrote the theme for The Office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Have you ever seen any Office episodes where they like? They did the music video for Nobody But Me by Human Beings. No, they just, their cold open was a, they all had fun doing a music video. It was really cool.
That's cool.
Anyway, I thought you guys might want to know that. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it. And guess what? Thunder Island will be one of our songs of the day next week.
I never heard of that song until I came here.
Is that right?
Didn't know about Louisiana Ladies. So I think
that was more of this part of the world.
A region hit?
Yeah. Remember we did that Katrina-thon the first year I was here? Uh-huh. We raised a lot of money off that tune.
We did, because you would play anything independent. The more the more off-format you requested, the higher you had to pay.
Yeah, it worked.
The Louisiana LaRue was a big regional group.
Reason I punted on the good news story, it's really better as an animal story.
Oh, okay.
Okie dokie.
Good. So,
we're still going to hear it.
I'm
so
sorry.
Your tusk.
But it's Monday. I'm not thinking as lucidly as I should be. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have your local news. A lot of stupid news to catch up on from the weekend. And more. Sir, we'll get to that. And I still don't know if I like my convoluted intro. I may take a pass on that today, since I'm just not executing very well.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say it was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
It's a good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
You're enjoying yourself?
Good times.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better
than this. Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The
views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Nobody.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
And now,
Jay Scott's here. He's the guy that blows the doors off.
Random facts.
The Doors song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See what I did?
Uh-huh.
See
what you did there.
Do you want to grab that call first?
Sure. Let's try random facts background music for a traffic update.
Yeah, I need a traffic update here. Hey, Andy.
Hey, I don't know if it's been reported, but, you know, over in front of Baptist on the Southern Boulevard, there was an accident where car went in the median and hit a little tree.
Ooh.
And then just before that, there was another accident where car rear-ended each other. So it's kind of like playing ping pong over there. You're going to have to go back and
slip it inside.
Well, you just invented a new feature for us. It's called Random Car Accident Facts.
Mm. We'll probably have a lot of those today.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Andy, thanks for taking the time.
All right, yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
Did you know during, it was in 2005, Glendale, California. Excuse me. There was a suicidal man who parked his car in front of a commuter train. in order to, kill himself. Well, he didn't kill himself, but the train derailed, collided with two additional trains, resulting in over 100 casualties.
Man.
The suicidal man survived the incidents and was sentenced to life without parole.
Of course. You can't do anything right.
You know those meetings I attend that help me stay on the straight and narrow?
Yeah.
A lot of them are speaker meetings, and this guy, his nickname became Bus Stop John.
That's a great name.
When he reached the end of the line of his drinking, he was convinced he would never be able to turn it around, so he decided he was going to, you know, knock himself off. So he was his choice was to throw himself in front of a bus.
Uh-huh. Well, so, experience says that doesn't always kill you, does it,
Trey? Yeah. Look at me as an example. You can only get slightly damaged.
Living example.
So he goes to Sunrise Boulevard, which is a very busy street, and stands there on the street ready to hurl himself in front of one of Fort Lauderdale's buses. Mm-hmm. And it comes to a stop before he could make his move, and it opened the door to pick him up because he stood at a bus stop.
He stood at a bus stop and throw himself in front of a bus.
They're going to slow down.
He said, so that made him rethink how badly he wanted to end it all, and he didn't. He got sober, and there's the end of the story.
Bus stop, John.
Paul Harvey, good day. By the way, I want to thank Valerie Mikulski for sending a photo. Look at how grim that.
Yeah.
It looks foggy, rainy.
That's a lovely day.
Try doing it at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was, and I mean,
especially
oh, man.
Where you coming from.
It was just coming down.
Yesterday
I've ever driven in that much rain.
Yesterday when I went to Food Outlet, I even texted Rich. West of the boulevard, it was sunny and clear. East of the boulevard, we had less than quarter mile visibility.
Right,
it was
right.
Like driving into a fog bank. Really weird how that works.
Did you know We have a rooster in our neighborhood somewhere because on certain mornings I can hear him when I go out to my car. Roosters crow at an average of 130 decibels.
That's pretty loud.
When they do this, their external auditory canals will close off completely when they fully open their beak. It prevents them from damaging their own hearing when they crow.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
They mute the mic.
Yes, they do.
Wow. That's incredible. Interesting.
It's just our hearing that they care to damage.
What?
Did you know Pacific Gas and Electric attempted to build a nuclear reactor in Bodega Bay, California? Bodega Bay, California is where the San Andreas fault line will run directly through, and it would have gone through the reactor core there as well, just right where it's at. Now, there were protests by locals, but they weren't concerned. They never did build it there because an 8.6 earthquake in Alaska caused them to rethink their decision.
Yeah. That was the 8.6 in the 1960s, early 60s?
64.
64.
It was the Palm Sunday quake.
Yeah. Be more smart. Just be smart. Don't put that on a fault line.
California, man. Are you kidding? They set a new standard for stupid every day. It's just unbelievable.
That's what one of the comments says. In California, you can't build a house here. It's a 100-year floodplain. Oh, it hasn't flooded here for 95 years. We'll do it anyway. Did you know Clyde Tombaugh?
Tombaugh.
Clyde Tombaugh is the man who discovered Pluto, the planet.
Right.
Anyway, he finally got to visit the planet Pluto. His ashes were aboard the New Horizons spacecraft. It completed a Pluto flyby in 2015.
Oh, man. I like that story.
Yeah.
I like that. What's his name again?
Clyde Tombaugh, T-O-M-B-A-U-G-H.
Huh. I thought that was a girl who wore flannel shirts and played boy sports.
Oh, tomboy, yes.
Okay. Bleh.
There's where you're
That's
going.
That's the worst. That, okay, I can't get any dumber than that today. Take heart. That's as low as it goes.
Did you know in World War I, a German ship made its way to a British colony about 1,700 kilometers off the tip of India? The captain of the ship was surprised when he was welcomed in India. Apparently, at that time, no news of the war had reached the colony yet. So the ship was repaired and restocked, and in thanks, the captain had a local's boat fixed while he was there.
That's kind of cool.
We've got more random facts on the way, but first I want to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. Coming up later on this morning, you'll have a chance to win a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro that can net you things like corn nuggets or dragon shrimp, fried pickles. Two orders of those if you want. Also, Cajun bacon cheddar fries. How are you going to enjoy the game tonight? If you want to watch the game tonight. I know it's a little bit weird since none of our schools are involved here, but still, there's a football game on tonight, and it's a pretty big one. If you'd like to celebrate with it, with maybe the wings, you can do that at the Seafood Bistro, but maybe you want to do something different. Maybe you want to go with a low country boil style setting. The weather's kind of good for it.
Perfect.
You can do that as well, getting one of the boil bags from the Seafood Bistro. They open up at 11 a.m. today, and they can stock that party for you. You just got to put in your order. Go to call 279-7500 when they open, or better yet, go online, theseafoodbistro.com. You go there, you look at the menu, you place your order, you're good to go. Use one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered to your door. As well, it's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Hey, let's play Risky Click of the
Day. Sure, go ahead. Who's this?
This is Ben. I have an addition to your random facts.
Oh.
What's your name again?
My name is Ben.
Ben, and the first letter of your last name?
I.
Thank you very much.
So, you mentioned PG&E trying to build a nuclear power plant in Bodega Bay on
yes.
the San Andreas Fault. So, Greg and Rich might know this also. What movie features Bodega Bay
and the birds.
It stars Tippi Hedren? Yes,
the birds.
Thank you. Yes. Nobody said that.
What radio show had Tippi Hedren on as a guest not that many years ago?
I don't know.
This one.
Who's her daughter?
Oh, who's the daughter?
Oh,
who's the daughter?
All right, go ahead.
Yes.
Who's
I don't know. When you said Bodega Bay, I'm like, oh, Alfred Hitchcock. The movie scared the Jesus out of me when I was a kid. My mom showed it to me.
Oh, me too. For a long time, I was so freaked out at birds. You know?
But Jessica Tandy, a younger Jessica Tandy, was in that movie.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's right.
No, she was.
Wow. Driving Miss...
Yeah, you know the mother, she had lost her husband, mm-hmm. but the mother of Rod, what was his name?
Taylor.
Yes, Rod Taylor.
Wow. That's cool stuff. Cool stuff. Love it, man.
Yeah, it is. Just an added thing. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome, sir. It is 7:22. Speaking of horror shows, let's go back to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on I-65 southbound immediately past the 6585 interchange. We've still got an emergency vehicle on the right side of the road there. Use caution as you go by. We had an accident East South Boulevard in front of Baptist with injury, and now a second two-car bumper-to-bumper accident right out there in the same vicinity. Use caution. That's going to slow you down for a minute. Got a new accident on 231 southbound from Wetumpka into Montgomery. It's at Brooks Road, the intersection there. That's right before the East South Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that accident. It is raining. Please slow down this morning. Buckle up and stay off the cell phone. We've had multiple accidents all over the city this morning, all right? So please drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology, how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I never wanted my weekend to be ending. I never wanted to be facing the next day. I only wanted more time to be relaxing.
And now,
Jay Scott is the king who reigns over the universe of
random
rain. Remember, it was the Doors before, and now it's
rain. Yeah.
See what I did?
I know. Got a lot of war facts in the random facts today, because now we're going to World War II. Australian soldier in World War II removed his own appendix in the middle of a Philippine jungle in 1944. He did this without any anesthetic and with only the use of a mirror and an ordinary knife.
Yeah, I've heard this before. Did you do this once before?
I don't know. I may have. The operation took 4.5 hours.
Wow.
The guy's name was McLaren. Following the end of the war, he was discharged from the AIF and transferred to the Reserve of Officers list in early 46. Following this, he became a government veterinarian in New Guinea. He remained in this role until 56 when he began growing coffee, buying a plantation at, well, it says W-A-U. I wanted to pronounce it as Wah.
Wah.
On March 3rd, 1956, this man, who had removed his own appendix in the jungle with no anesthetic and a knife, was accidentally killed when a rotted piece of wood fell on him near his home after he backed a vehicle against a dead tree.
How ironic.
Wow.
How ironic is that? You survived.
He was in World War II to begin with and survived that.
Right. And then he's removing his own appendix in the jungle, which is hard enough, you know, if you've ever done it.
I don't know where my appendix is.
I don't know either. It's very tiny.
I removed an organ. I took the Wurlitzer out of it.
I was just going there.
Ate you to it.
As soon as you said organ.
There's a dirty way to do that one, too, but we're not that kind of morning show.
Well.
Not at all. Not today, anyway.
On the West Coast feed, you wait to hear.
Did you know in Winnipeg, Manitoba, that is the coldest major city in Canada, has a population of 800,000. It was crowned the Slurpee Capital of the World in 2019 for the 20th year in a row.
That's ironic.
They buy around 2.5 times more Slurpees than any other city in Canada and more Slurpees than any other city in the world.
A.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's traffic. Ugh.
Jeez.
Enjoy that drive.
What is that, what
emergency
is that
vehicles?
I don't, that.
Let's see.
I'm not recognizing
it. I don't know where that's at.
It's at Ann Street.
And I was just going to say between Ann and Mulberry.
Says it on the TV. It wouldn't even pay attention.
The closed captioning was.
Yeah. Got some traffic to deal with today. Did you know Godzilla's roar was created by dragging a resin-coated leather glove?
Oh, that's cool.
Across the loosened strings of a double bass. Well, that's a lion.
But, hang on. I think I have.
I thought you had. Well, you've got one of the Godzillas. This is going back to the old black and white, the old Godzilla films.
Greg, when they were doing those live radio shows, those special effects,
the Foley artists,
were amazing.
That was
what
cool
they
stuff.
Used,
yes.
Like for. You know, horses clap, click, plop, and all that. And, I just all that stuff.
Remember the morning I did the five monsters?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hang on. All right. Well, this is the new Godzilla.
Well, I didn't hear it. Did not hear it. Sounds more like a stinger in a liner effect on me or something.
We could actually, these are so old, we could do the contest over. Nobody would know.
It's true. Recycled humor.
Yeah, they tried to use animal sounds to create the roar, but they just couldn't get what they wanted. So it was a double bass, leather-coated glove, a leather glove coated in pine tar resin to create the friction. And that's how they got the sound of his roar.
That's cool. When he did that kind of stuff.
You remember the Holy Grail, the horse sound?
He did. Did you know of the Victoria Hall disaster?
The Victoria Hall?
Yeah, this is over in the UK. It was in 1883. Gifts were being distributed after a show in Victoria Hall. Many of the estimated 1,100 children surged downstairs, but the door opened inward and had been bolted so that only one could pass at a time. Those in front were being trampled by those behind them. 183 children between the ages of 3 and 14 died.
That's awful.
Because of that.
There have been similar. There was one in the Iroquois Theater in Chicago early in the last century. It was
one of those sweat. Was that a sweat house or?
No, that was a theater that was done in all these flammable curtains.
Oh, the fire! Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There was that terrible factory in New York City.
The Triangle Waist Shirt Factory.
And the exits were locked, and it was terrible. What a way to die.
Newspaper reports at the time triggered a mood of national outrage, and the resulting inquiry led to the legislation that public entertainment venues be fitted with a minimum number of outward opening emergency exits, which led to the invention of push bar emergency doors.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
The law still remains in force. No one was prosecuted for the disaster, and the person responsible for bolting the door was never identified. The Victoria Hall remained in use until 1941 when it was destroyed by a World War II parachute bomb.
That's
Did you know an additional 20 minutes commuting each day lowers job satisfaction equivalent to a 19% pay cut?
I bet.
That would be me. I drive about 20 minutes.
You said today was a lovely commute.
Today was horrible. Today was horrible. And actually, you know what? It's one of the times that I am thankful that there was a police car traveling on the road because nobody would pass him.
Yeah.
And so it kept people going at a very reduced speed.
That's good.
Because nobody, regardless that he was going under the speed limit, nobody would pass
him. Yeah. Because then you could get nailed for driving too fast for condition.
Yeah. So that kept people at a reduced speed, thankfully for that, one of those people being me. And finally, here's our last random fact for the day. During World War One, Germany,
what's wrong with the wars we got?
They refused to feed occupied Belgium, which was blockaded and unable to fulfill its food demands. In response, Herbert Hoover established the Commission for Relief in Belgium. The CRB, as it was called, shipped 5.7 million tons of food and fed 11 million Belgians between 1914 and 1919. Wow. Those are all your random facts.
All right, they're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question for today's edition of Random Facts. And while they're doing that, let me take a moment. I was visiting Lewis Long. Did I tell you about the Key Lime Pie tragedy?
Yeah, and it turned out to be a good ending story, right?
Yeah, but still, you don't want to ever to explain food that you're giving to people. Like, I'm sorry, this pie flipped over and fell face down. It's still okay. It didn't come out.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing. You want to present pristine, beautiful pie. Actually, I put a dent in the other one, but that's small stuff. I like to visit Lewis Lawn, and I'm glad I went because they just brought in a brand new product line in addition to all the great ones they carry, Toro and Exmark and all the Shindawa products, the whole steel product line. This one is called Ego. This is the first, and these are really, really amazing and very competitively priced. If you don't like messing with gas cans, you know, the president is considering signing an executive order that would put an end to these insane gas cans that require levers and squeeze things. They're very hard to use. I tried to put gas in my car with one of these things down in Florida. Kathleen had a 5-gallon can she wanted emptied, and she said, good luck. It was one of the new ones. I'm lifting it up. I'm twisting the nozzle. I got gas dripping down.
Wow, I've never had to mess with it before. Or I haven't had to mess with it.
They put all these new, they put all these environmentally safe, and now they're almost impossible to use. But even if you have one that's easy to use, if you don't like messing around with gasoline, these charge up, and they come just like every other mower. They get individual, self-propel. They're quiet. They even come with engine units that you can attach an edge or two or an edge or two, and of course also a blower. So the Ego product line now in at Lewis Lawn and very, very comparably priced to what you would pay for gasoline powered products. Lewis Lawn is great. CTJ or Chad, any of the great folks at Lewis Lawn, tell them you heard about them here. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, or you can call them at 244-9191. I believe they're also still hoping to find a good counter person. Stop by and fill out an app at Lewis Lawn. It is 7:35, and it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Early in Random Facts, we had a lot of random facts about war, or during war, World War II, World War I. Knowing all of that, what was the name of the guy
I know where you're
that
go.
Greg mentioned who tried to kill himself with a bus?
We'll accept his first name?
His nickname.
Or his nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname.
What was his nickname?
Okay.
272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer will be our winner at 736.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on 231 southbound out of Wetumpka at Brooks Road, just before the Northeast Boulevard. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Two accidents on Taylor Road. One just past the Applebee's as you approach Vaughn. The second one is going to be in that same lane as you're headed towards East Chase in front of the East Taylor Dental Associates, or just before you get to East Taylor Dental. Watch out for both of those. We also had an accident earlier in front of Baptist with injury. We've got a second minor accident out there now. Watch out. It should be out of the way. South Memorial in Prattville at Highway 82. A tree has fallen into the power lines there. We've got wires arcing and sparking. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to contain that one. It is raining. Buckle up and please drive carefully this morning. All right. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems.
Turn your radio down.
Ella.
Hey, good morning.
Turn down the radio.
Turn the radio down.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Ella.
Yeah, we're going to turn the radio down.
There we go.
There we go.
Hi,
now
Ella.
We can talk. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you give us the name we're looking for?
I have the nickname.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we want.
Was his nickname Bus Stop?
Yes. Bus Stop John.
Bus Stop John.
Yeah, that's great. Because that was a long time ago, and you remembered it. That's great.
Uh-huh. Are you a how old are you? Are you a regular listener?
You've met Ella. She's been here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Can I dump that? Is it too late to dump that so I don't sound so stupid?
It is now.
Are you on your way to school?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Are you doing well in school this year? Well,
yeah.
Good.
Great. Was your Christmas good? Was that great for you?
Yeah.
Well, good. If you didn't get enough candy, candy is cost plus 10%.
Yeah.
And you now have a $10 gift certificate to shop with. So, Ella, thank you very much.
You're a winner.
Why am I drawing a blank here?
Her and her mom visited a few times.
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all going to get... I was going to kid you.
But let's say good morning to those who were kind enough to call and wait. Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Tracy, what is the Slurpee capital of the world?
Winnipeg?
You are right about that. You don't win anything, but you were right about it.
Thank you.
Well, if I had to be number two, I'm glad it was behind Ella.
Well...
I know, she was Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
Thank you for the call,
Thank you
Tracy.
For calling, Tracy.
Here's Cranky. Probably we should.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Crankier because he didn't
I'm going to give you the answer to the question you didn't ask.
Okay.
What was his occupation before the war?
Oh, what was his occupation before the war?
He was a conscientious ignoramus.
Oh, gotcha.
I see.
Hey, listen, a really... poor effort ought to be at least worth 20 cents, right?
Well, we'll see, man. We'll get back
hey,
to you.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it. This is my first call of the year. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Krankenstein, here's Rodney. Cool. Rodney, thanks for trying.
Well, I guess I'll get it one day. Well,
one day.
I'm glad the little girl got it. Thank you.
All righty. 740.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Radar still very colorful this morning. I told you that Prattville has had more than 2 inches of rain right now, but boy, oh boy, you go farther south. Places like, Opp has had more than 5 inches. Elba's had more than 4 inches, more than 4 inches in red level. So Covington County particularly, but also Macon County, Lee County, Chambers County, incredible rainfall totals are coming in this morning. It's a miserable commute this morning with some periods of pockets of heavy rains, periods of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight, spring-like warmth next few days, 74 today, mid-60s tonight, mid to upper 70s tomorrow and Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast, and rest
risk of a few leftover showers perhaps on Thursday. I think we get a break late in the week. As temperatures will still be in the 70s. This is like April in January. Right now, this morning, we've had, the airport's at up to 1.13 inches. Light rain continues. It's 63 at 741.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We're 6/10 of an inch already this morning since I left the house.
I bet that ditch outside is still filling up.
I'm going to go down and check.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Oh, excuse me, Jay, Mr. I get the information.
Digitally?
Yeah.
Instantly?
Fed to you. How much rain have you had?
It's stopped. It's all stopped now. I've just, my total now is 2.14.
Okay, 214.
And that is it.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Papa John.
Hi.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Greg, that bus stop John story is really fascinating to me. The rest of the story, has he done something with his life that really has made it even more extraordinary?
Well, what he did, after he got sober, he opened a pressure washing business.
Huh.
And I hired him numerous times because he was really good at what he had, good equipment, too.
Wow, that's great.
He went on to, yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Look, the reason I called was I wanted to give a shout out. This is my beautiful bride's birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, and that anybody that asked me how old she is, I said, I won't tell you because you wouldn't believe me if you saw her anyway. So
this is true because I met her. True.
Good answer.
This man does not lie. So.
Right, I might as well just shut up and not say anything.
Hey, so anyway. And guess whose chickens this morning's eggs, even though I overcooked them, came from Papa John.
Oh, did you? Oh, well, yeah. Good. I'm glad you had all the eggs. Oh, good. I'll replenish. You know, it was kind of funny, the story you were telling about chickens at 130 decibels.
Yeah, the roosters, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think somebody measured it wrong. I think it's louder than that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a Buff Orpington rooster named Copper. And believe me, if you happen to walk past the chicken house and he cuts loose, you're praying, you're wishing you had your fingers in your ears because it is loud. I'm telling you, really, really, really loud. But anyway, all right, guys. Well, look, y'all have a good wet day. Be careful out there. I'm headed towards Jackson, Mississippi, and the rain is still here.
Be careful.
Yeah, appreciate the call,
guys.
Man. Take it easy. All right.
See you.
Cock-a-doodle deaf, I guess. 744, we got Fox Business, your local news. And then today's animal stories.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ford's vehicle sales in China slumped 26% last year, its third straight year of losing ground there. Its business in China has been slipping since late 2017. There are more than 30 new Ford models planned for China over the next 3 years, though, and more than a third of them will be electric. Ford does say it's seeing sales of high-end to premium vehicles stabilize, a bright spot in the report, and Ford shares are higher. Abercrombie and Fitch shares are losing ground after the clothing retailer predicted its sales in the current quarter will be flat to up just 2%. Home furnishings company At Home Group is raising its forecast for the current quarter, and Alaska Airlines is offering discounts to fly to Fairbanks or Anchorage to see the Northern Lights through February 12th. Fares are being cut up to 35%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say that was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133. Or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
7:49, the rain is letting up a little bit. Stay tuned because in just a moment, you're going to hear about a very sexy turtle in Animal Stories.
Whoa. Yeah.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. At 7:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for the big newsmakers in the kingdom of animal stories. Wolfman brings to the vocal.
Why don't you
right, our top story today is all about a sea turtle.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And what about this sea? We need a disclaimer here? No?
Well, it's a sexy sea turtle.
Okay.
And if it sounds like I've lost my copy, you would be absolutely correct on that. It's been a busy morning here. Just enjoy the music for a moment while I look for this stupid thing.
Oh, hey! God, that was going on.
Well, guess what?
The sea turtle has swum away.
It's a giant tortoise from the Galapagos Islands.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to retire because he has sired over 800 offspring. Now, you may recall this sound effect. This is the sound effect of a mating tortoise.
Heard that, yeah.
Yeah. Is he the one that sired 800?
No, this is a stunt tortoise.
That took a turn.
Sound effect purposes. He has been part of a breeding program to restore the population. And I guess he's going back into the water. I hope they have a nice sea retirement plan.
We get a nice bonus.
In other animal news, rescuers were dispatched to a home in California where a skunk ended up trapped inside the dryer vent.
Oh, that stinks.
Marin Humane Society Animal Control Officer Sarah Leathers, that's an interesting action verb name, said she was called to a Mill Valley home last week when residents reported the smell of a skunk coming from the vent of their dryer. I saw the skunk hanging out of the side. The skunk had apparently been wandering underneath the house for several days, got stuck while trying to escape through the dryer vent. She brought the skunk with a section of dryer vent still stuck around its body to the hospital, where doctors were successful in removing the dryer vent and were able to release the skunk to continue a life of smelly activity.
The jaws of skunk life was used.
I don't know how you get that smelling odor out of your house, though.
Well, that could be a new aroma from Game. Think about it.
You can check the sound chip, but if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sorry that that was so disorganized. I've been multitasking here. Because the sea turtle story is true. But if I'm not mistaken, if you do get sprayed by a skunk, I've heard that tomato juice.
I've heard that too. Tomato juice will neutralize the smell.
Now you got to wonder, how do they come to that conclusion? I guess if you got the smell of skunk on you, you'll try anything.
Well, who keeps that much tomato juice around?
That's true.
What to do when sprayed by a skunk? Mix together 1/4 of 3% hydrogen peroxide, 1/2 cup of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of dish soap or laundry detergent. Scrub the victim's fur and or skin thoroughly with the mixture. With gloved hands and a sponge and a washcloth if you can spare one. Yeah.
So, well, hydrogen peroxide, that's going to take the skin off, isn't it? No?
It's a mix of 3% hydrogen peroxide, half a cup of baking soda,
okay,
and a teaspoon of dish soap or laundry detergent to get rid of it. Oscar nominations are out.
Oh, why don't you gather those while
I have gathered them.
I will tell everybody about Jack.
Go right ahead.
You'll never have to worry about getting the smell of anything out of your new... newly purchased Jack Ingram signature used cars, because that among the many things that they check out, in addition to a clean and pristine interior, they will not sell a car that has a lingering aroma of any kind. And there's some new additions in the category under 10 and right at the top. Look at this little 2016 Ford Fiesta S hatch.
Uh-huh.
That car looks brand new. It's only got 16,000 miles, so it still has warranty miles left. And it's available at $99.91. Click the pictures. That is a hot little machine. Let's see. Still under $5,000, a 2012 Suzuki SX4 and a 2009 Ford Focus SE. I'm assuming there's sometimes they don't get to update the website until after weekend sales. But you're bound to find something that works for you budget-wise. They have four or five choices under $5,000, including a 2006 Audi A4. This car looks amazing. The interior is clean and pristine. Most importantly, every single vehicle in any of the price categories at Jack Ingram, they've been vetted by the mechanics because they don't want to resell somebody else's trouble. So shop with confidence. See Tip Tames, great team of people, over 20 options in financing. So if your credit's a little dicey, don't let that stop you from getting good wheels and rebuilding your credit through a car loan that you can live with. JackIngram.com, great place to begin shopping. So, shall we do the big showbiz intro and see who's what?
Hey, it's the one.
And now, with the 2019 Oscar nominations, here's Jay Scott.
It's my favorite intro right there.
Best picture's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to only bring up original song because it did win at the Golden Globes, but it also probably means that Elton John will be performing at the Academy Awards since his song from Rocket Man is nominated in the song category.
Cool.
The other interesting thing was the best supporting actor.
Two from The Irishman, right?
Joe Pesci and Al Pacino for best supporting actor. Brad Pitt.
Once upon a time.
Anthony Hopkins. This list is Brad Pitt, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Anthony Hopkins, and Tom Hanks.
For A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
How are you supporting actor when the movie is about your character?
I know. How could you not be the main?
Why would you not be the main actor? I don't understand how you got that. Anyway.
Anthony Hopkins was great in Two Popes.
I haven't seen that yet. Oh, I know it's on Netflix, but I haven't seen that yet. Lead actress Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell.
And, please.
And Renee Zellweger for Judy.
Guess who's up for best picture?
George Lindsay.
Best picture.
I was doing actor next. And then I was going to be that lead actor. Okay. Antonio Banderas, nominated for actor.
For what movie?
What did he do?
A movie called Pain and Glory. Anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's how you felt when you sat through it.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce.
I'm
already rooting against.
He's the other Pope in the Two Popes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the nomination is. Now, for best movie.
Yeah.
Parasite, which is the first Korean film ever to be nominated for an Academy Award. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917. Marriage Story, Little Women, Joker, Jojo Rabbit, The Irishman, and Ford versus Ferrari.
So that's best picture. So 19.
I'm picking Ford versus Ferrari.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking 1917.
I'll pick that.
1917 or probably that one.
Have you seen it?
1917? No, not yet.
I keep hearing great stuff about The Marriage Story. It's up for best picture.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
I hope The Irishman wins nothing.
Really?
Yep.
What? You haven't seen it?
I love it. It is a great movie.
I'm not saying it's not. I just can't get past.
You just hope it wins nothing because you
have a problem with
you haven't seen it?
Because of one person. One person.
No, I know who you don't like.
It also, man, Joe Pesci looked